Think about these three words, victim impact statement. They really don't have much emotional impact. After all, the word statement often signals a staid, fact-based report, much like a routine business document. But the three words are so much more than that. They give victims of crime the chance to communicate to a court the ways in which their lives have changed, financially, physically, and emotionally. The definitions for victim impact statement from laws across the United States don't sound terribly moving. It suggested that the statements include the extent of and scope of the injury and loss suffered, and the impact that the defendant's criminal conduct has had upon the victim. But such statements can indeed be gripping, moving, and eloquent, all adjectives used by judges to describe the words from the mouths and the pens of people directly affected by a crime. The victims often speak and write from the heart. I can only imagine what language the victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks would use. As Congress argues about the new tribunals and their procedures, I wonder how much say, in a literal sense, the victims ultimately will have. At first, the United States Supreme Court responded to victim impact statements with squeamishness. The argument, in part, is that an emotional plea from victims would sway courts in a way that would be unconstitutional. I remember well a fellow student in law school who asked passionately in a class whether those victims who had no family or hadn't contributed much to society would be worth less in a justice system that promoted victim speech. But 15 years ago, in a case poetically called Payne, the Supreme Court changed its attitude and its mind and found it perfectly acceptable that a grandmother said that her little grandson still asked about and worried about his murdered mother and little sister. Today, then, in a murder case, a mother is able to tell the judge that her dead son appears in her dreams. A hijacking victim can reveal what the crime did to her psychologically, and the victim of a bank robbery stabbing can tell the court that her sense of self within the world is forever changed, and that she's lost her faith, trust, and innocence. Those are all examples of victim impact statements upheld by courts after criminal defendants complained about them. As one court wrote, the statements help the victim become more than a helpless spectator in the criminal justice system, and might even help in a cathartic way to lessen resentment a bit. But I'm not an unbiased observer in the process. I knew a really wonderful guy who died that day in the World Trade Center. I know the sort of thing I would write to a judge. And I'm not even family. I'm Amy Guida.